Jill Wolf, 34 years old, March 27th, 2014, Chicago Cultural Center. My relationship is friend and fellow advocate.
I'm Gene Stein. I am 62. I was born in 1951, and I'm here at the Chicago Cultural Center.
So, Gene, we're here to talk about hepatitis C, which I'm going to refer to as HCV or Hep C. What's your relationship to Hep C?
Well, I acquired it, I believe, perhaps sometime in the late 60s or early 70s. And I was diagnosed with it probably around 1991. And, you know, nothing really happened with it for probably about a 10-year period. But then things began to decline.
Did something cause you to get a test, or was it just your doctor happened to do one?
I was applying for a life insurance policy.
And so they take blood?
They take blood, yes.
And that's how you found out?
That's how I found out.
Did you get a letter, or?
They contacted me and told me that there were some irregularities with the test, and they suggested I go have more tests done, which I did, and that revealed that that I had the hepatitis C virus, which at that time was kind of in its beginning, and they really didn't call it hepatitis C. They were still calling it non-A, non-B hepatitis.
And is that what they told you that you had, non-A, non-B?
Yes. Yeah.
What else did they tell you when you had it? When you got diagnosed in, you said 91.
That it could lead to liver damage and or liver cancer if it was left untreated, and that's.
Had you ever heard of HCV or hepatitis C at that point?
No, had not. I heard of A and B, but. No, I wasn't aware of hepatitis C.
So were you scared or just like, oh, this is just something, who knows? Or
I don't believe I was scared, but I was very concerned about it. One of the things that I noticed right off the bat is that my skin was becoming very itchy, particularly around behind my ears and neck. And it was kind of a chronic thing that I'd never experienced before.
And you learned that that was a symptom.
Exactly. Exactly.
Any other symptoms that you had?
At that point, no. There was not much happening at that particular time early on. But then later on, there were a lot of symptoms.
It sounds like you had symptoms over a period of time, over a long period of time.
Yes. Yes, it was a progressive chain of events, I guess you'd call it.
Mm-hmm. And so tell us a little bit about what you experienced in that chain of events.
Well, like I said, early on, I didn't really have any severe reactions to it other than the itching. I discontinued drinking alcohol and, tried to be very careful about what I was eating.
Did the doctor tell you to stop drinking alcohol?
No, they really didn't. I just assumed that, it was a liver disease, and that was probably the smartest thing to do.
So that was just your own free will?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, are you aware that when we diagnose someone with Hep C, the very first thing we tell them to do is to stop drinking alcohol? That's the very best thing that they can do?
Well, it makes sense, yeah. Yeah, because, alcohol's tough on your body, and I guess the liver is the first place it begins.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that with hepatitis C is it is a silent virus, which means it can go lay dormant, or what we would think, we wouldn't see symptoms, doesn't lay dormant, but you wouldn't necessarily know that you had it. And over time, it progresses. And since each person is different, it progresses differently.
It does. It does.
talk a little bit about for you in your case and how it progressed for you and maybe your unique situation.
Well, let's see. I was diagnosed in 1991. I probably had the virus perhaps 15 years.
So you were in Vietnam in what years, do you recall?
1969.
Okay.
Yeah. So it took that long, I suppose, before it became visible. And then once it became visible, then it took probably another 10 years or so before it started becoming destructive.
And how was it destructive for you?
Well, my liver enzymes and everything was going higher and higher, and you could I witnessed the progression. I started becoming very tired. That was the biggest problem I had with it. Towards the end, severe. I mean, it was severe to the point where I could be having a telephone conversation and fall asleep.
On the telephone conversation?
Yeah.
And you worked through this? I mean, like, you...
Yeah, I worked through it. I worked through it the entire time.
You're a business owner.
Yeah. I mean, I drove, probably I shouldn't have, but there, towards the end, it got to the point where I couldn't go 2 or 3 hours without having to take a nap. The end was when my liver began to fail. I was in end stage liver disease, and at that point I was put on a transplant list, and I had to have a liver transplant in 2007. And if I hadn't had the transplant, I would have died.
What is your thoughts on enduring treatment now, your hope for it, and what you might think of where your liver is considering it's progressing?
Well, I'm certainly gonna go for it. For everything I've read seem to indicate that there have been some pretty amazing results from these new drugs, and they're getting 90-95% cure rates, and which is
cure.
Unheard of.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to go for that.